It's a priest who tells a story about a couple who are married for 40 years. And the couple wanted to renew their marriage vows to one another. So one Sunday morning at 8 o'clock Mass, the couple gathered with their family. And after the homily, the priest calls up the couple. And they come and they stand on the top step and their family gathers around them, their children and grandchildren. And the priest begins by asking the husband to renew his vows to his wife by saying, his name was Joe, and he said, "Joe, if you would just repeat these words to your spouse, 'I, Joe, take you, Maria, again to be my wife. I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. I will love you and honor you all the days of your life.'" And nothing. Joe said nothing. He just stood there. Maria, his wife, started to sweat a little bit with anxiety. So she kind of takes Joe and says, "Joe, did you hear what Father said?" "Nothing." "Joe, are you asleep? Did you hear what Father said?" Joe spoke up and said, "Yes, Maria, I heard what Father said, but I was just standing here thinking about whether I want to do it again. If I knew then what I know now, I'm not sure that I would have done it." But finally, Joe says, "I, Joe, take you, Maria, to be my wife." And the whole church erupted in applause. You know, I was thinking about my own mom and dad. After 46 years of marriage they had together, married in 1953, dad died in 1999, and I was thinking about everything that they endured. You know, how they married in 53, how shortly after they married, dad went off to fight in the Korean War, how mother had three miscarriages, four children, how they lived their life from the mid-60s to the mid-80s on the farm, enduring drought and floods and all that would have happened to raise a family together. And just thinking about, you know, what they had to endure and how they had to live their life. If they stopped and pondered all that happened in their life and marriage together, and I'm sure that they did. We hear this powerful story of the birth of Jesus and how the shepherds were told by the angel that a child named Jesus had been born and how this child would be the salvation of all the world. And as they heard this powerful story, the shepherds went in haste to the place where Jesus was born. And they found everything just as it had been told to them. And they shared with Mary all that would happen. It was a very ordinary scene for them. You know, two peasants at that day and time having a child in the stable because they didn't have a place in the inn was not an out of the ordinary experience, but a very ordinary thing. But what would have happened to this child was very extraordinary. And what Mary did was, as she heard the shepherds tell them everything that would happen to this child, she took everything into her heart and she reflected on it there. She pulled everything into her own heart and she pondered there the meaning. You know, I think that's why Mary is so attractive to us, because of her own humanness. How in the very human way she took all that was going to take place in her child's life and she simply took it to her heart. As we begin a new year, beginning next Sunday, we'll engage in a new preaching series entitled A New Year, A New You. And this gospel of Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus and how Mary reflected on all these things in her heart is a perfect place for us to begin. Because if we want to have a new you in this new year, one of the things that we must do is spend some time in silence and reflecting. For some of us, that'll be easy. For others of us, it might be a little difficult to be quiet. To be quiet and to reflect on what God is saying to us, of all the things that happen in our lives. And to take all these things that are in our mind and to pull them into our heart, where there they can be warmed with God's power and God's love. You know, to think about silence for a moment. It's said that the most meaningful silence is much more powerful than the meaningless words that we use. That silence is golden. You know, you think about silence, you wonder, about, the skyscrapers. You know, what came first, the skyscraper or the silence before the skyscraper? Or what came first, the church and its steeple, or the silence that had to happen before the church and the steeple was built? Or what comes out of music? You know, is it the notes on the piano that make the music, or is it the silence between the notes that make the music? Silence is golden. But to spend time in quiet, to spend time reflecting on all the things that happen, all the things that take place in our lives. You know, as I think about the couple who are married for 40 years, I think about my own parents who are married for 46 years, and all the things that happen in their life, you know, for us to stop and to pause and to think about the things that happen in our life. Mary gives us a powerful example about what we should do as Christians. And the first prayer that's prayed is the prayer of silence. You know, to stop and to ponder, to stop and reflect as she did, to take the things that are in our mind and to pull them into our hearts, and there in our heart to have them warmed by God's love and God's power. So on this New Year's morning, I'll ask you, how are you going to become a new you in this new year? Are you just going to allow this new year just to go by? Or would you resolve to take some time to ponder, take some time in quiet to reflect on all the things in your life? Take them into your heart. You know, it's easy for us to say, I don't want to endure that. I don't want to have to go through that. I don't want to think about that. I would just soon do this. Well, maybe that's not what God wants you to do. Maybe God has a different thing that He wants you to do. But to know that, we have to be quiet. So on this New Year's morning, I'm going to give you the opportunity just to spend a moment in quiet, here reflecting on the power of God that's before us.